AP News, I'm Tim McGuire in San Jose, California.
So a horrible tragedy has happened today.
Eight people have been shot to death, another left in critical condition by a co-worker who then shot and killed himself at a light rail yard that serves the Valley Transportation Authority. No motive has been given. San Jose Police Chief Anthony Mata says 40 other people were evacuated from the building this morning.
There's no doubt that the courageous acts of our men and women at the San Jose Police Department save lives and help rescue the over 40 employees that were present at this facility.
This man, a neighbor of the shooter, Sam Cassidy, tells KGO,
I see a lot of the stories, you know, of this type of stuff happening across the country, but never did I expect it to happen, like, literally right across the street.
A fire was reported at a home owned by Cassidy shortly before he began shooting. Senate Republicans seem determined to block a House passed bill to set up a commission to investigate the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The mother of a Capitol Hill police officer who died shortly after the riot is challenging Republican lawmakers.
With a procedural vote soon to take place in the Senate and expectations, there won't be the needed 10 Republican votes to pass the measure. Gladys Sicknick made a plea for their support to investigate the truth of what happened at the Capitol. Her son, Officer Brian Sicknick, died a day after violent confrontations with rioters. Mrs. Sicknick said, Congressmen and senators who are against this bill should visit her son's grave at Arlington National Cemetery and think about what their, quote, hurtful decisions will do to those officers who will be there for them going forward. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on Republicans to block the measure, accusing Democrats of wanting a commission to litigate Donald Trump's involvement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. New research guidelines have been announced concerning growing human embryos longer. The AP's Ed Donahue has this report.
It's called the 14-day rule. A new recommendation is researchers be allowed to grow human embryos longer than 14 days under limited conditions. Professor Robin Lovell Badge at London's Crick Institute drew up the guidelines. He says much more can be learned after 14 days.
You go from a single cell layer to multiple cell layers to start specifying the pattern of the embryo, so which is where the head is, where the tail end is going to be.
The original limit was arbitrary.
In fact, it may even be ethically unjustified to have that 14-day limit because we're missing so much valuable information that could help couples have healthy children.
The scientists say the new guidelines are not considered a green light to expand the research. There must be broad public support before the work goes ahead. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.